Now, Mark, CleanLine has decided to open up an office in Polo. Let's start out with an overview of the project that's coming through this area.
Sure. The project is called the Grain Belt Express CleanLine, and it's a transmission line designed to deliver the newly affordable and cheap wind energy from the High Plains to Missouri and states farther east. We are developing a number of potential route networks to study, and we've collecting feedback on those routes to then ultimately file a proposed route with the State Public Service Commission. So after having some open meetings this summer, we're continuing to collect feedback and information about those proposed routes. And, you know, the idea here is that, you know, as we are continuing to move to a cleaner grid with less polluting options with renewables and natural gas, that we can now, you know, need to be able to adjust our grid to meet that demand. And good news is that it can be done, you know, with affordability too. So what we're seeing in the wind prices now from the best wind resource areas is one of the cheapest forms of new energy that you can build today. So that's what's driving this. And it brings a lot of benefits, not just to the areas of the wind, but also to local communities where the transmission line would be located, in the form of property tax and economic activity around construction. The taxes I mentioned will be paid at the local taxing level, so these go to schools, hospitals, emergency services, roads, things like that. So, and they'll be substantial for a project like this.
Now, specifically looking at this newly opened office, what is the purpose of opening this office? What's CleanLine's intent?
Yeah, well, we opened the Polo office because we wanted to have a more immediate, close point of contact for getting feedback from people at the local level. So, you know, in addition to having the open house meetings, and we've continually been meeting with individuals in the area, this provides a more convenient meeting place. So it's not staffed every day of the week, but we're going to be there Mondays and Fridays or by appointment. And its ability for us to provide the space to sit down, meet, and go over the project, answer questions, review maps, routes, and so forth. And it's a way to make it more convenient for folks at the local level, because we continue to get additional questions and comments in the area. So we want to, you know, be able to address and meet that need directly.
And would you care to share some of the common, I guess, concerns or comments that you've heard from people?
Yeah, so, you know, it's our job to, you know, inform and educate people about what the project is and how we go about developing it. And it's not always easy to get that information. So there's some misconceptions about the process, how the project will work. For example, there's confusion and the project will deliver power to. And so the truth is that the power will be delivered to Missouri. It'll be accessible by the utilities, and the great thing about that is, you know, Missouri has a strong interest in, you know, integrating more renewables onto their system. In fact, there's a ballot initiative that was passed a few years back by the request of the people to have more renewables on the system, but the trick has been how to get that at an affordable cost. And now we have the ability to do that through this project and get access to affordable wind. So, in fact, there will be access to Missouri ratepayers for this, you know, through their utilities. So we need to explain that. We also need to explain the routing process and the regulatory process, and then how we negotiate the easement agreements. Certainly a lot of questions about that. And then, you know, what are the benefits? You know, what are the upside to the local communities? And as I mentioned, there's benefits in terms of property tax and economic activity and people in the, you know, hotels and restaurants and in the community spending money at the gas stations and so forth. And we got to get that information out so people can understand that this can bring a lot of benefits to the area.
Mark, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, other than, you know, we encourage people to contact us if they want to sit down and learn more about the project. We do have a lot of broad support for this, and we're trying to go about development in an open, transparent way. And so we're always interested in helping people understand the project a little bit better and the benefits it can bring to Missouri and the local community.